Just we have seen advertising on the road, telephone company. Yes. If you have got some problem, do not hesitate to call. So what is the problem? What is your problem? You cannot say anyone? What is your problem? Of course, that is specially for the devotee. For the common man, what is the problem?
Death's your problem.
Hmm?
Death.
Death.
Death all day.
Nobody wants to die. That's a fact. Huh? They are manufacturing medicine, so many preventive processes to check death, old age, disease. These are the problems. But where is the solution? The telephone company and advertising. But is there any solution of these problems with this material world, by the material science? Try to understand this fact. They can give you facilities and may block you. This is the solution. But the real problem remains the same. We should always keep in view that the material scientists, leaders, they cannot solve the real problem. That real problem can be solved by Krishna. Try to understand. If you have any question, you can ask. This is our challenge. It's not challenge, it's a fact. You take it as challenge or whatever you like, but it's different. But these problems, no telephone company give us information. So that where these problems will be solved. If we ask, this is our problem, we don't want to die. Can you give us any information? Then not yet. But you can inform the telephone company that here is an institution it can solve. Janma Mitsu Jarab Vyadi Mitsu Gurudan Hare. We should keep our problems always in front of us. They may give us facilities. It's like in the evening, Karanda Toga Tapa. That they have manufactured aeroplanes which can run up. Is that 1400 miles in hour. So one can come from Paris to Los Angeles in 2 hours. But that is not solution of our problem. That is increasing another problem. And the government is objecting to such planes and running. Then there will be so much catastrophe in the living world. That is creating another problem. And another problem means death. Ultimately death. All problem is summarized into death. Mithu sarvascha sarvaharam mithu. Mithu, death takes from us everything. Finish. Your all arrangements for solving problems are taken. Many leaders came within this world. Hitler, Churchill, Gandhi, Yarda, everyone tried to, Lenin, to solve the problem. The problems were there, but they left the field. People may say that this Krishna consciousness movement also will not solve the problem for everyone. But that is not the fact. The fact is, whoever will take it seriously, his problems will be solved. If everyone takes it seriously, then everyone's problem will be solved. Takta deham punar janma naiti mamiti. In Bhagavat, now we are publishing his original verse, transliteration, word to word meaning, not for selling, it's for you. We are taking so much trouble for translating, giving word to word meaning, trying to explain. Not that we are doing all these things for doing some good business. It is not meant for business. But it is really meant for our students. So if we find out time to study each and every flow of our, what is the business? Is there any dividend? If one is in. So, he's always engaged. Always engaged. We have got sufficient engagement. Reading, discussing, chanting, Sankirtan. If you reduce the eating, sleeping, mating, that is spiritual. The more you reduce the animal part of our, this is animal part, eating, sleeping, mating. And different. This is animal part. But the human part of life is to develop your dormant Krishna consciousness. So this is the chance. Human life is the chance. Get our intelligence to give. To develop your human part of life, not to develop your animal part. Then you are missing. The modern civilization, they are giving facility to develop animal part. Just like we saw in the beach, boy and girl, they're lying in open place, embracing and one after another. This is animal part of life. It's like dogs. They are not same for sex life on the street. A human life is not meant for that. They have got a sex life, but not like that. But the modern civilization advances in final. Sex life, don't last in civilization. That John Lennon, he's standing naked. So they are thinking, this is advancement. To increase the animal part of it. That is the defect in the mind. In spite of nice arrangement for education or comfortable life, the tendency to increase the animal part of it. You should know all this. You should not be captivated by this animal part. The human part of life is different. And otherwise, what is the difference between cats and dogs and hogs and humans? The human part of life. Without Krishna consciousness, we are simply in the animal kingdom. Is that all right? I am here in the post. Certainly. Yes. Provided the state is serious. Otherwise, if you keep their mentality differently, then according to mind, one has to get a body. But just like so many boys, they come here in the beginning out of curiosity. But gradually they get the chance to become devotees. Similarly, if they take the chance, then they will go there. Come out of curiosity, but they will take it seriously, then they will liberate. Just like hospital is meant for curing disease. So once you take the treatment, if you simply go and visit the hospital and think, now I am cured, how you can do? Hospital is suppose if I advertise that anyone who comes to this hospital, he will be cured of his disease. That's a fact. But if he thinks that I have come here, now I am going, then how will he be cured? To see Jagannath and the Rath Yatra, his way for liberation is open. But if he comes back again and entangles himself, then one goes to the doctor and he gives injection, the disease is cured. But again he comes back and does the same thing so that he develops his disease again. So whose fault is it? This is called Vastisna. Vastisna, this elephant, takes bath very nicely. And as soon as come on the bank of the river, as it lay, it takes dust and throws to it. Again. If he do that, then he shall remain always dirty. You go take bath, clean, but don't take dirt again. But that is not going. They become immediately mukta, liberated, but they come again with them. Understand? If it is a fact, seeing Jagannath is mukta, that's how he becomes mukta. But if it again comes to Maya, then who can change? Just like you fall on the path of liberation. But if you again come back to Maya, then where is your liberation? Why Jagannath in the rock earlier? If somebody comes here and sees this path for liberation is open, now he should protect himself. Just like disease, fever is subsided. Now one should be careful not to relapse with it. That care is in my hand, everyone. And if you become prone to relapse again, then again the same thing. Just like in Christian church, they confess. So there is injection. That's all right. After confessing, the sins are excused. That's the fact. But if he comes back again, commits the sin, then what is the effect? But they are happy in that way. And after one week, I can go to the church and confess my sins, then everything will be neutralized. This is our life. Suppose on Sunday you become free from all contamination of the thing. On Monday, he again do the same thing, so he becomes again contaminated. And say on Tuesday you should die, then you are dying with things. Is it not? Then what is your condition? If the God or Christ excuses you of your sinful life, that's all right. But when you come back, you don't commit again sin, then you are fallen. But we have taken it as a business. Then you go to Sunday, neutralize all sin, and come back again and do the same thing. So, from logical point of view, suppose you do the same sinful activity and if you die immediately, then you die with sinful activity, go to hell. What benefit you derive by confessing in the church? This business is going. Now I have seen Jagannath, my liberation is guaranteed, now I can do anything. This mentality will not give me joy. You have seen Jagannath, your sinful activities are now neutralized, but don't commit any. Now make progress. Then you will be able to get it. Is it clear? Your namna jala de sahi bahu bhuti, then you will receive and increase it. Chanting Hare Krishna mantra, while chanting Hare Krishna is sufficient to make us pure from all sinful activities. Yes. But if we commit sin again in the hope that because I am chanting, this will be neutral. And that is the greatest thing. So, One side you should chant always Hare Krishna mantra so that you may not fall down. Another side you should be careful. No, you should take that. No, you should be careful. This way you should carefully make progress. Then your liberation is guaranteed. Just like doctors, to go to the doctor for treatment of a disease, he gives me medicine. At the same time, he prohibits you, don't do this. So you take medicine and don't do this, follow these instructions, you are cured. Yes. But if you don't follow the don't do this and don't take the medicine regularly, then how you can expect cure? It may be, but it will take long time. But if you want quick, take it seriously. Yes, like Dhruva, in 6 months he saw God. In 6 months. That's possible. He followed. Stop, I said. If you don't follow the regulatory principles and instructions, then our liberation will be delayed. Otherwise, you cannot. Seriousness? If you become serious, then you will develop seriousness. If you are fickle, then how can you develop seriousness? Therefore, the injunction is jasya prasadat bhagavata. You should be very serious to abide by the orders of the spiritual master. Then you are serious. If you say the spiritual master is a man like me, but you don't follow the instructions or strictly, then you are not serious. Then what is the use of being in church? This is seriousness. And we are saying there, what is the meaning of this? So if you don't follow the spiritual master, then how you can get his mercy? Mercy is already there, but if you don't take it, then the spiritual master or his father will do it. You have to take it. That is it. Therefore, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that the order of my spiritual master is my life. I do not know whether I get liberation or not. That is not my business. My business is to carry out the order of my spiritual master. If one is serious on this point, then he is serious. First of all, we have to approach a spiritual master who is actually a spiritual master. And then if you carry the order of spiritual master, then everything is carried. The same example, first of all you find out a right position and you put yourself under his treatment, follow his instruction and the disease is cured. But if you go to a false physician or if you are false, then the result will not take place.
Thank you.